all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 is Anna and Raven. If you are brazen enough to use $1,000 in counterfeit money at a Walmart, that is all I need to know about you. Did you hear the story out of Norwich?
No.
They're looking for these two people, this couple. They have them on camera. The Norwich police put it up on their Facebook page, and they used $1,000 in counterfeit money. And when you hear
listen, if you're going to use a single dollar of counterfeit money, use all the counterfeit money. I'll just say that.
But like
to start.
When I think counterfeit, I immediately think Monopoly money.
Right,
and
right.
I don't know why.
Because
I'm like, doesn't the cashier
look at
ridiculous,
it? Ridiculous.
And
right.
it's like, see that it's the little guy wearing the top hat in the middle
right.
and know that it's not real money?
That's not Benjamin Franklin.
Well, right. I can't understand what for a minute. This? How could they use that pen? I mean, I go to stores, they're using a pen on $20 bills at some points. And I'm like, for real? Like, well, so where's that pen, Walmart person?
Well, First off,
there's only two cashiers alive at Walmart, any Walmart at this point anyways, at this point. Everything else is auto. And you know the machine is not going to take that funny money.
You don't think it does?
No, definitely not. Those machines are smarter than any one of us. Absolutely. They're definitely better.
Huh.
So it's got to be a person. Where was your marker? Where was your marker?
I guess.
Serious.
And if you're going to pay in $1,000 of fake Monopoly money, do you pay? It's actually, I don't know. I'm assuming it's Monopoly money.
Right.
But
I don't think it was orange. I'm guessing it was probably the same color as regular
specialty
money.
Specialty bills.
Do you use 20 singles or $100 bills? What do you use?
I think you got to go 20s if you want to have any likelihood of getting away with it. But the thing is people don't see 50s and 100s quite as much. So do they really recognize it when they see it, you know?
I don't know.
With the multiple colors and the different banding on there and so forth. I mean, money has a feel to it, too.
But $1,000.
So you got to be very sophisticated if it's going to feel the same as regular money.
That is ballsy, if you think about it. Like, to roll in there with $1,000 like that.
Right, right. With Big Bird on the main photo in the middle there.
That's all I need to know about you.
I know we've said it before, but I'll say it again. If you're the person who's driving slow in one lane and then somebody goes to pass you and you decide that you're now going to pace their vehicle at 75 to 80 miles per hour, given the fact that you're driving down the road because it's some sort of strange race in your mind or whatever, that's all I need to know about you. I'm not concerned with what you're doing over there. I just have to get to where I'm going.
Right.
So get out of the way and then don't make it weird. All right?
You are inconveniencing
me. Why are you riding next to me all of a sudden? Here you were over by yourself doing slow. Now you want to be over in that lane riding right next to me.
Do they look at you?
I don't know because I'm driving. I don't want to get into a car accident. I'm just driving. So I don't know what they're doing over there.
I have a terrible habit where if somebody cuts me off really like badly, I'll pull up and I'll just look at them.
But,
and I'll
just stare at them. But this is me not cutting anybody off.
This is you doing your buying,
passing
mind
you legally. Because you're doing below the speed limit, and then you decide you're going to race up to the, you know, above the speed limit to just drive alongside me for whatever reason.
Staring contest.
Maybe they thought you were attractive.
And it's not even one of those where they're blocking the fast lane. It's like they're in the slow lane now, and now they decide they want to pace me like my wingman.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you think using the largest Ouija board is a good idea, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, I feel like if it's really big, then it's probably fake.
But it's bigger ghosts.
What? That's not true.
It's totally true.
There's more ghosts in there.
It's not true.
In there.
It's not like the Marshmallow Man's going to come out because you used a big Ouija board.
I am not taking that chance.
I don't mess with any of them, man.
No way.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Politics is something that we don't usually shine a light on, right? It kind of has divided the nation in a lot of ways.
I mean, everywhere you go, you can't get through a conversation where you actually get any agreement going on. But I think that we can agree that this was a little bit out of place.
Exactly. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Wolcott High School, right here in Connecticut, they had this controversial assignment that was given to the kids. And I don't understand how they gave this to kids and didn't think they were going to get so much backlash.
Yeah, it amazes me why a teacher would think that they could do something like that. And again, not think that they would get a phone call over it. I guess they're not reading the stats.
From what I understand, it was like the whole grade. It wasn't just one teacher that gave this out.
Well, bad call, people.
So here's the controversial assignment. The kids were asked 8 different questions. And if you answered yes to the question, friend,
right,
then you're a liberal.
Right.
And if you answer no, you're a conservative.
Now, here's
black
the craziest part.
That's how it is.
If you read the questions are mind-blowing.
All right, like, let's do it.
I don't even know how they could go ahead and identify like that.
Raven, let's see if you're a liberal or a conservative.
I can't wait to find out.
According to this assignment.
I can't wait to find out. I feel like I'm taking a Cosmo test here to figure out whether or not I'll get my dream girl someday.
Yep. Kids should be able to listen to any music they want.
Yeah, it's America.
Liberal. You're a liberal.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Seems surprising.
You're asking 15-year-olds this. Keep that in mind. All right. Kids should be able to wear ripped clothes to school.
Yeah. Why not?
Liberal.
To the left.
I just don't understand what's going on here. I mean, these aren't even questions that have to do with the subject. I don't even understand.
Kids should be able to watch anything they want on TV.
Well, to a degree.
If you're 15, if you're answering this at 15 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Liberal.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
Just all getting painted.
Am I going to get any of these right? I feel like those are all wrong.
Well, there's no right or wrong answers. That's the whole thing. Is like, how does this determine what political party you're on? I will continue with the Woolcott controversial assignment.
Okay. There's more.
Parents should not have the right to check your email or cell phone.
Oh, this is a really tough one, man. I'm going to say
you're 15. Mom and dad just wants to peek at your text messages.
Right. Parents have a right.
Are you saying that as a 42-year-old man, or are you saying that as a 15-year-old boy?
I would say that as a father. That's what I would say.
There you go. Well, now you're a conservative.
15.
Now you're a conservative.
All right, great.
Yeah. kids should be able to go on a date alone at 15 years old.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
But now you're saying that as an older man. If you're 15 and you want to go out with, you know, Susie.
You can't tell me what to do, Dad.
Right.
No, it's true. It's exactly why I'm going to tell you what to do. Because my parents tried to tell me what to do, and they weren't always successful at it. Look at me now. I'm a bad kid.
Just in dad mode.
Bad kid now. I know what you're doing, kids.
You young whippersnappers.
If you followed this and you actually looked at these questions, most kids that are teenagers, let's be honest, they want their freedom. They think they know.
Of course they do. They got it. They know it all by now.
Now they're like, well, we're liberals. That's it. I checked that box.
Right.
You know, which is kind of crazy because that's not actually how politics works. When you're voting for who's going to be the next politician, they're not going to ask you, should you have to attend religious institutions once a week?
Right.
Last question
on
here.
Whether or not it's required.
Wow.
I mean, who even puts a religious question on a test nowadays at a regular school?
Like,
you know you're going to get in trouble for that, right?
So here's what happened. The superintendent, first of all, the first reaction was everybody's overreacting to it. And then they released a statement saying, while we feel there was no malicious or political intent in the assignment, we understand that the current highly polarized political climate of our country, some parents found it concerning.
Yeah, so, while we didn't mean anything,
yeah,
we now realize that it was really, really, really stupid of us to do. We didn't mean anything by it, but it was clearly stupid.
I'm a liberal, Mom.
Yeah. Right.
The assignment will not be used in the future. But I decided, given the parameters of this assignment that was given to the Woolcott High School students,
mm-hmm,
that I would come up with my own quizzes for you, Raven.
Oh, I love science. You know that.
Yep, and we're going to get to that coming up next on Star 99.9. Woolcott High School here in Connecticut is being criticized because they had a controversial assignment that went out to their students asking basically to take a quiz and it would determine whether they were liberal or a conservative.
Funniest part, the questions had absolutely nothing to do with politics. They were weird, man.
Should kids be able to wear ripped clothes to school? That's one. If you answered yes, guess what? You're a liberal.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, our kids shouldn't be determining what political stance they are based on the fact that they like to wear ripped jeans.
Listen, as an old timer, I know that it's bad for the country that they wear ripped jeans to school. But as a person who was once young and not just hatched at this age, I remember my Def Leppard pants, and they were awesome.
Yeah. It started at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. Kids should be able to pull an all-nighter after junior prom.
Feels like a yes.
Well, then you're a liberal.
What?
There you go. Can you imagine?
How do I keep failing this test?
Here's the thing, is that the superintendent has come forward and they said that they're removing this assignment.
Okay.
They hear you loud and clear.
Right.
They understand that this may not have been the best thing to do in this political
climate.
I mean,
frankly, it was dumb.
Yep.
But it was dumb.
Raven, what I've done is I have created three different quizzes for you because we're going to determine, like Woolcott High School did, what you are.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
The first quiz is, are you a merman or a unicorn?
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
You find Princess Ariel gorgeous or a disgusting waste of fins?
Absolutely. She's beautiful.
Okay. I'll mark you down. Yes. Have you ever frolicked in a forest?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yep.
And
man camping, that's what it's all about.
Would you rather have a best friend that's a fish named Flounder or you ride solo because all you need is rainbows?
Gosh, I feel strong enough to ride solo. Okay. However,
I need one or the other.
Flounder was really nice. This is the hard part. I mean, there's.
If you're a merman or a unicorn.
I'm going to ride solo because I'm tough.
All right.
I'm riding solo on this one. What
you
am I?
You are a sparkly unicorn.
Oh, nice.
Hey. There you go. Congratulations. All right. Are you a wizard or a CVS store clerk? Ready?
Okay.
Have you ever cast a spell on an unsuspecting person to make them fall in love with you?
I mean, that's called seduction, isn't it? Look at these eyes right now. Look at them.
I don't really want
look
to.
Look at them. Right, okay. Because you know the power of them, Christian.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. You know the power of these eyes right now.
So I'm going to say the answer is yes.
Ooh, Hazel. Yes.
All right.
Hazel eyes in the house.
Do you believe that people should have small plastic cards on their key rings to obtain savings?
I'm over this. I'm ready for the chip to go right in the skin. All right? I want to be embedded with this stuff. I want to be a cyborg.
Okay. Mm. And do you believe that using intercoms should be used to summon people to join your Quidditch team or to summon coworkers for backup at the registers?
I got to be honest with you. PA systems in general are just obnoxious. Okay. I know that I'm making all my living off of it, but I'm just saying that it's somewhat obnoxious.
All right. So I'm going to say you are...
If you're going to get on the PA, you better know how to use it. That's what I'm saying. Everybody that gets on a PA should sound like they're speaking from a wonderful instrument.
And why do they always slam the phone down as if we can't hear it?
Right.
Right?
Like you've heard that it does that. Learn from it. Right? Learn from it.
Okay.
Or I love it when they pick up the phone for the PA and they sound like they're surprised it's on.
Right.
Attention. Yeah. Like you didn't work out what you were going to say before you went to the bat phone?
It's true. Okay, so here's the thing. You are a wizard. Okay, next.
Perfect.
Mm. Are you, last one, are you a VSCO girl or a middle-aged man?
Oh, boy, this is a tough one.
Man, I'm really nervous. Who
knows?
Do you
currently have a scrunchie on your wrist?
Do not have a scrunchie on my wrist.
Okay, I can see how this is leaning. Are you obsessed with your dying lawn?
You know, I had a serious problem with the lawn yesterday. The fact that you're even bringing up the lawn to me right now is malicious in its intent.
No.
I had an irrigation. I had a geyser in the middle of my lawn after the irrigation system was hit by the landscaper. I'm obsessed with my lawn today because I need to make sure everybody gets it done.
I thought you were going to cry yesterday. It was the best.
I was really upset, man. I thought I was going to throw up.
It's true. Okay, and have you ever saved a turtle?
I have saved a turtle. Remember that vicious alligator snapping turtle that was dropped in my backyard? We saved it by wiping out an entire ecological system somewhere ourselves by shipping him to a pond, and I'm sure he just killed everything.
All right.
Which one am I?
If I compile all this together, you are a VSCO middle-aged man / merman CVS store clerk.
Winner!
Yep.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Wilcott High.
I haven't seen my wedding dress since my wedding night, and it makes me sad.
Okay.
Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven.
What is the overwhelming feeling of sadness that you have? Number one, that you paid X amount for this dress and only got to wear it once and didn't get your usage out of it. Or number two, it was the most magical evening of your life and you want to relive it again and again.
Well, I mean, I definitely never thought that I would have to wear my dress again. I mean, I feel like your wedding dress, you probably wear it once. And even if, like, things don't work out, you get remarried, you're probably not going to wear the same wedding dress.
No,
so.
And if you renew the vows, I mean, it's just, does it age well? I'm not sure.
Well, I think so. I think mine was classic. I think everybody thinks that.
Right.
Who knows if it's true or not?
Of course.
So what happened, and 1-800-330-9999, we want to hear from you. What did you end up doing with your wedding dress? Is it was my wedding night. Now, this dress certainly cost much more than I ever thought that my parents would have to pay for a wedding dress.
Then you anticipated, right?
Sure.
But I gotta have it. Daddy, I love it.
It was that, yeah. It was,
Daddy.
I want to lie and say it wasn't like that, but it was actually exactly
like
that.
Like
that was 100%.
Right.
Okay.
It was like, my mom was like, you gotta call your father. Right. I'm like, Dad, I know we had set a budget, but.
Well, Dad was like, you're working the next 3 weekends.
I made a lot of pizzas to make up for that. Anyway, so it was my wedding day, and I had this beautiful gown, and it was a Rheem Acra gown, which at the time was still popular. I don't know if she still is. I think she is. I don't know. Anyway, this is 15 years ago. Now, that's wedding night. I go back to the hotel suite.
Right.
My parents are with us. I take off the dress. Mm-hmm. My mom helps me get out of the dress.
Right, because you always need a second person because the guy will just pull out a knife.
Right, he can start chopping things, slashing.
God forbid you fall asleep with that dress on. Like, oh, man, who knows what that dress, condition it'll be in when you wake up.
So now this is before the times of cell phones. Like, I got married 15 years ago,
sure.
Which is crazy when you think about it. Like, you know, like taking pictures on your cell phones and things like that. So I didn't have any actual pictures of me in my dress. She took that dress. We left at 5 o'clock the next morning for yeah. our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. We came back from our honeymoon 3 weeks later. She says, surprise, I had it preserved for you.
She's thinking it was a great gift.
And it was, in theory.
Right.
But I never saw my dress again because the box doesn't have windows or anything. It's like just a regular.
It's got to be protected from
box.
Space, from UV rays, from anything like that.
Now, you know,
poisoning.
It's a lead-lined crypt, really.
It's shrink wrapped. Like, there's no way I can just
you
look at it.
You can't even peek at it. It's like a Christmas gift. You can't look in one corner of it.
And all I keep thinking about.
I think it's an Atari.
And it was a lot. She spent like $150 to get it preserved. And this is 15 years ago. It was a lot of money. So now, all these years, I just look at the box.
I was going to say, it's more now, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I wish I could see what my dress.
For all you know, there's nothing in there. For all you know, there's like empty stuffing in there. They shove somebody's couch pillows in there. You don't even know.
What if I open it?
I mean, they make mistakes at hospitals, funeral homes. I'm saying at the dress place, it could happen. That's all I'm saying.
So now I've been going back and forth because my 15-year wedding anniversary is coming up. And I'm like, I'm going to take out the dress. I'm going to take it out. And I don't really know what to do. But I want to know. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do with your wedding dress? Where is it now? Has it survived? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do with your wedding gown?
So my mother's wedding gown, she cut it and made a skirt for the bassinet for my son.
Oh, for the bassinet. You know, everyone always talks about making like the baptism outfit out of that, or, you know, but I'm afraid to cut up my dress because I just think maybe, you know, I hold that thought in my mind that one day maybe one of my girls will want to wear it.
And then she took my dress and made pillows.
That's nice. At least you have something from it.
I like the post when somebody does like gardening in it or something like that. I like it when the girls, they just wear it out randomly to do other stuff. I like that. I've seen this on social media lately.
Connie wrote on our Facebook page, it's in a garbage dump somewhere. I threw it out years after my husband cheated on me and left me for someone else.
Well, I guess that would make sense. Right.
Imagine you're going through a garbage dumpster and all of a sudden you're like, is that a wedding dress? Does that say Vera Wang on it?
I think that there are so many interesting things, I'm sure, at the dump.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is they all smell the same.
And it's gross. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do with your wedding dress? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do with your wedding gown?
So my mother's wedding gown, she cut it and made a skirt for the bassinet for my son.
Oh, for the bassinet. You know, everyone always talks about making like the baptism outfit out of that, or, you know, but I'm afraid to cut up my dress because I just think maybe, you know, I hold that thought in my mind that one day maybe one of my girls will want to wear it.
And then she took my dress and made pillows.
Oh, pillows. That's nice. At least you have something from it.
I like the post when somebody does, like, gardening in it or something like that. I like it when the girls, they just wear it out randomly to do other stuff. I like that. I've seen this on social media lately.
Connie wrote on our Facebook page, it's in a garbage dump somewhere. I threw it out years after my husband cheated on me and left me for someone else.
Well, I guess that would make sense. Right.
Imagine you're going through a garbage dumpster and all of a sudden you're like, is that a wedding dress? Does that say Vera Wang on it?
I think that there are so many interesting things, I'm sure, at the dump.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is they all smell the same.
And it's gross. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do with your wedding dress? I think because we're coming upon my 15-year wedding anniversary, I've been thinking about this a lot because it makes me really sad, my husband and I. The night of my wedding.
Wait a minute. What makes you sad? The fact that you're coming up on 15 years or?
No, the fact that I don't have my wedding gown.
Oh, okay.
Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven.
That's better.
No, my husband and I are cool with the fact we've been married 15 years.
Good. That's good. Glad to hear that's still going well.
So,
What were we thinking?
Night of my wedding, my mom took my wedding dress and doing what she thought was the right thing, which, you know, obviously is she went and she got it preserved while I was on my honeymoon. But I took it off that night. And I never saw it again because the box is like a sealed box. So it just sits in my mom's basement. And I look at it. And every once in a while, I just want to open the box and look and feel my wedding dress again.
Yeah, personally, myself, I wonder what's actually in that box with no windows and no date for it to ever be opened. It's like a fake time capsule. There might be an Annabelle doll in there.
Can you imagine?
Just don't even know.
They literally could have put anything in that box, and I don't even know, and 15 years later. So I started thinking about it. I'm like, what did other people do with their wedding dresses? Because I think about it all the time. I'm like, man, I wish I just could put it on one more time. Granted, I'm 100% certain it wouldn't fit, but still, you know? We asked on our Facebook page, Chris Rowe, I bought it off the rack for my wedding. I wore it as a maternity dress a couple of years later. It fell apart from being worn. At least you got your money's worth. You know, like you got to wear it multiple times.
I mean, maternity dress, aren't you swole up?
Well, sometimes some of those, you know, wedding dresses are flowy.
Okay.
So if you got one that was loose like that.
All right.
Linda Rowe, actually, this is great, donated it to a thrift store whose profits benefit health and safety programs in the Valley. I loved it too much to keep it in a box. That's nice. It lives on somewhere.
I do like that, the second chance thing. Yeah, I do like that. Alicia always wanted to open a store with that, second chance wedding dresses. That's what she wanted to do.
Your wife, Alicia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
she still wants
idea.
To do it.
Yeah. Ada wrote,
I'm a crusher of dreams, or else I would have already let her.
Ada wrote, she trashed it and her wedding rings because she left them in the rental car that night and she never moved a finger to get them back. Oh, I mean,
wow.
What?
Wow. Real commitment
imagine?
That you want to see from your wife,
right? Right?
48 hours into the whole situation.
Her right. new husband the next morning is like, where's the dress and our rings? She's like, I left them in the car last night. It's fine.
Right.
We don't need those.
It's over.
Rings. Yeah.
Just make sure they return that to Enterprise.
But Tara, living the dream, she wrote on our Facebook page, it's still in my closet and I run around in it from time to time.
There you go.
That's what I want to do. I want to all of a sudden come downstairs and be like, Mommy's in her wedding gown.
Everybody stop what you're doing.
Stop what you're doing and take pictures of me. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do to your wedding dress?
Well, after 38 years of marriage, got a divorce and had a divorce party on my front lawn and burned it in the horse trough.
Yes.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the creativity behind that.
Right.
Yeah. And did it feel good and did it burn quickly?
Oh, it went right up, I'm sure.
It went up in flames.
Yeah, I burned an old couch one time. I thought to myself, as fast as that thing up, like, these should never be in anybody's homes.
Yeah.
I was terrified, really.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do with your wedding dress?
I used it for a Halloween costume.
There you go.
But what did you dress up as?
Throw some blood on it, that type of thing. Bride of Frankenstein?
Pretty much. We dressed up as a family. Tuxedo and suit tails, and my daughter was like a flower girl, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, were so you basically...
But were you all right. the undead?
Yes.
Perfect.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do with your wedding dress?
Well, I had an off-the-rack cocktail dress that I wore because I eloped in Costa Rica.
Oh.
All right.
And then we came back and I wore it again a second time at a reception that we had at Anthony's Ocean View.
Okay.
And then a year later, I turned it into a Carrie costume for Halloween.
Nice.
Everybody's
get
doing
that.
Get that
cash, girlfriend. Like, you really got your mileage out of that dress.
Right.
I'm with you.
Sure did.
Yeah. And you know what? Heady play getting the lighter dress for the marriage in Costa Rica. I always feel so terrible for brides I see trounced out on the beach in a regular wedding gown. Like, girl, you are slippery under that dress.
And not for nothing.
You are sweating head to toe.
How do they drag themselves through the sand? It's like they're doing a tough mutter with, you know, in that heavy thing.
Right.
Yeah. My 15-year wedding anniversary is coming up, and I've been thinking about it because my wedding dress, the night of my wedding, I took it off, and my mom took it from where we were.
Grabbed it right there for the Hall of Fame immediately.
I left the next day on my honeymoon. She went and got it preserved. It's been in a box sealed. I can't see what's inside, and it makes me sad because I never saw my wedding dress again after I took it off that night.
Anna, this is your special moment. You never get it back.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We want to know, what did you do with your wedding dress? What happened to it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Hey, here's what I recommend. Take it out, wear it for your 15th wedding anniversary, and then donate it to the servicemen and women who can't afford wedding dresses.
You know, I'm all about helping others, but this is one of those things that I can never get rid of. It's too sentimental to me.
Yeah, it's an item that you really want to hold on to.
Right. Like, I'd rather make a donation, to be honest.
What if you wear it to your party, you take a bunch of pictures, then after you donate it, you have that bride send pictures, and you're both in the same dress. You both made it special twice.
I love you, but I'm never donating my dress anywhere.
She doesn't care about your heart. But it was a great suggestion.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Now we owe them money.
Right.
Anna and Raven, where's your wedding dress? What did you do with it?
Mine is in a box, just like Anna's.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is at my grandmother's house in her closet because I have nowhere to store it.
All right, because they are large boxes.
Yeah,
right?
They're big.
They are very large boxes, and it is sad. Mine has been there for 17 years.
My wife has hers in a very special bag, like one of these. It's like a spacesuit, basically. And I'll never forget, one of our friends just recently got married, and she came over, and we're all hanging out one night, and then she tried it on and was like, can I borrow this? And my wife was like so quick to let her put it on. But when it became a reality that somebody else might use the dress, she really got weird about it.
Right.
Yeah, she pulled back.
I don't know if I want anybody else besides my daughters to wear my wedding dress. Definitely not, right?
I understand. And Ann Raven, where's your wedding dress?
So, good morning. So, I have three sons. And when my youngest got married 3 years ago, I had pocket squares made for each of the boys, and my son wore his pocket square in just on his wedding day. And then I also had a heart pillow made that they put their rings on for the ceremony, and I had a pillow made for myself.
That's nice. Yeah, that's good. And it doesn't impose your will on your new daughter-in-law. I think that's a very, very good idea.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What did you do with your wedding gown? Where is it?
I'm in the same boat as you. My mother preserved it. It's in a box. I can't see it. I don't even know if it's in there.
Right, it's not in there. I'll tell you right now, there's something creepy in there. All right? There's something creepy in there right now. I suggested the Annabelle doll, but it could be anything that's really got a demon living in it.
I think that we should have a Star 99.9 Ann on Raven event where we all bring our boxes of wedding dresses and open them up together.
Yeah, and it should be sponsored by the preservation company that's going to make a ton of money after you guys want to reseal them 15 minutes later.
Right.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna on Raven. What did you do with your wedding dress?
I preserved it like you did. I'll be married 27 years ago tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
happy anniversary.
Awesome.
Thank you. And my box is see-through so I can see my dress.
Oh, but you can see yours.
Right.
You know
right.
It's actually in there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Perfect. Hopefully one day my daughter will wear it, but she says no.
Describe it. Is it lacy? Is it ivory or is it white?
It's white.
Yep. I mean, you figure that's pretty good. I can't stand it when it's ivory. When it's some strange color of ivory, I can't go for that.
Oh, I like ivory.
I can't do it.
No, I had to wear ivory.
Here's the thing. There's seven different colors of ivory.
No, my mom made me wear ivory because I was living with Paul, my
husband.
Right,
you were already living in sin.
We were already living in sin, so I couldn't wear pure white.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Jordan and Amy. Amy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Over the weekend, my husband goes to Lowe's and he buys a ton of those giant blow-up Halloween decorations. He says they're scarier than all the other stuff you could put up, you know, and they're easy to put up. I can't stand them. I think they look completely ridiculous. There's nothing less scary than blow-up dragon and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's an easy solution, though, right? One flip of the switch and the entire yard is lit up and we're good to go. An easy operation right here. I mean, that's how I do Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a combination
of
things.
I came home from work and they were already all set up and blown up on the lawn. I want them gone.
I disagree.
Jordan, what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, usually for Halloween, how many days does it take us to put up decorations? 3 days? 4 days? It's a waste of time. This way, I thought I'd surprise her. So, you know, I went to Lowe's, got some big, scary decorations, and I put them up. Comes home, and she's pissed at me. She wants me to take them down. They're not scary enough. These are 10 feet tall. They're scarier than the stuff that we usually have on the yard. I mean, this way, you know, I went there, boom, done. I'm done in 2 hours.
So, Amy, what do you want him to do? They're already set up in your yard. He's got to, like, suck it up, right?
I want him to send them back. I think they're ridiculous. I mean, part of
it is
getting up and having fun and getting into the feel of the whole holiday, you know?
What are you talking about? The kids that come to our house are, like, 3, 4 years old. They will be afraid of these things. They are scary.
So that's your guy's goal, is just to scare 3- and 4-year-olds with your blow-up?
Well, she says they're not scary enough, and I'm thinking they are scary enough.
I mean, did you see the Mickey Mouse one? That Mickey Mouse has fangs. It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah. All right.
I got a dragon.
Quick question. Jordan, do you have the boxes?
Yeah.
All right, so what we'll do is ask our audience what they think. And if they agree with Amy, pack them up and return them and get your money back. And that's going to be the end of it. It's a lesson learned, and we move on. But they may see your side, too, Jordan. You took initiative. You thought you were doing something nice. She wanted Halloween decorations. You went, and not only did you go, but you brought them home and set them up already without her asking. She should be happy. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
2 hours. So
yeah.
The audience sides with her, I guess. You know, I'll take them down.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Who said? Are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jordan took some initiative in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. He knew that his wife wanted Halloween decorations, mm-hmm. wanted them to be special. He went over to Lowe's. He bought up like 5 of those blow-up things.
Right, right.
Came home. He was like, nope, I'm going to do it right now before she gets home. Put them all up in the yard. She came home, was expecting like high fives, and she's like, these things are hideous. They're not scary, and I want you to put them back in the box and bring them back to the store.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a slap in the face for him, but at the same time, I'll say this, is that it was a heady play. He thought he was going to get out in front of it because he knew that she wasn't going to care for this. I did the same thing. I cut all the tree limbs down that were hanging over the fence the other day because my wife cries about our privacy. And I just did it. And she came home and she said, I did it on purpose, which I...
Wait, the way you just said it, I would also think you did it on purpose.
No, but I acted dumb and didn't know that she was talking about it. And here is my confession on the show.
Here we go.
It's already done.
Nice. See? Yeah. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Should Jordan have to return them or should she just accept the fact that he did it and it's done and suck it up? Hi, Ann and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. She needs to suck it up. When my kid was little, he loved the blow-ups. I mean, some of them he thought were scary, but he thought the blow-ups were the best versus the gravestones.
You know, in the fall, the blow-ups don't bother me so much, but you know that for a while I was doing this for Christmas, Anna, and then I had to pull it back because when they're deflated on the snow, it's just so depressing.
Yeah, I also think that the time of the blow-up things have come and gone.
Right.
At first, there was a novelty to it.
Right, because it was big and it was huge. Not everybody had one. Now everybody has one. Them.
Yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Jordan thought he was going to get ahead of it. He surprised his wife, Amy, that he went to Lowe's. He bought all the inflatables, the big blow-up Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Got home. He even set them up because he's like, I don't want to hear her complain that there's still no Halloween decorations. She came home and said, these are hideous. You know I hate these. Pack them back up in the boxes and bring them back.
Yeah, she doesn't think they're quite scary enough. I'll tell you what. Why don't you duct tape a machete to that 10-foot-tall dragon's arm and see whether or not it'll wave around like one of those car dealership crazy arm guys?
Good.
That'll be pretty scary, right? Anybody walking by has got to worry about that.
Does she just accept the fact that this is the Halloween decorations this year? They're already up and she had no say in them? Or does she write? He didn't consult with her. She doesn't like them and he should box them up and bring them back. Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Well, I think he did a nice thing. He took the initiative to, you know, do something nice. You know, I feel that, you know, he should just leave them and accept the fact that, you know, she wasn't included and it is what it is.
Even if they're terrible, leave them because he did it.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for he did it on his own. He took initiative, which is nice. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Just tell her to suck it up. Halloween decorations are only up about, what, maybe 2 weeks top, where Christmas decorations are up for like 2 months. Tell her to suck it up and leave it alone.
We know what you prioritize in your home.
That's right, sir.
I have the opposite. I have the entire month of October my Halloween decorations, but if I can get some Christmas stuff up like the week before, I consider that a win.
Well, the nicer they are, the more you want to keep them up, right? Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, he was helping out. He thought he was doing something nice. He asked him to get decorations. Not only did he go out and buy them, he put it up. He spent 2 hours. So she needs to stop being ungrateful just because she thinks they're not scary enough.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jordan, our audience agreed with you. You took initiative. It's your vision, and your vision is blow up Halloween decorations. It is what it is. Amy, next year, if you want something different, then you can go to the store and buy the decorations.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. Totally good with that.
Thank you very much.
Sound a little bit bitter.
Right.
I mean, I wanted a little bit more, but I guess this girl just deal with it.
All right. And Jordan, you must be happy, right?
Absolutely. 2 hours out of my time instead of 4 days, you bet.
And the best part is you don't have to go back and stand in a line to return it. I always tell my wife, if you don't like it, you're taking it back.
Yeah.
If you have an issue, too, send us an email, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right
it's
now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Carlos, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Carlos.
All right. Here's how it works, Carlos. Raven is walking out of the studio. When that big old door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Yep.
Okay, number 1, Carlos. Disney Plus announced their massive debut library for their launch next month. And it includes the Halloween cult classic that starred Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy. What movie is it?
Hocus Pocus.
Number 2, Scarlett Johansson is pushing for an all-female Marvel movie. What character does she play in the Marvel Universe?
Black Black Widow.
Number three, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were released. They include Whitney Houston, the Notorious B.I.G., Nine Inch Nails, and this group with hits such as Ants Marching and Crash Into Me.
No clue.
Number four, science has determined that Bella Hadid is the most beautiful woman in the world. What is her supermodel sister's name?
Don't know.
That's all right, Carlos. And number five, a Wheel of Fortune contestant went viral for saying he was trapped in a loveless marriage during his introduction. Who hosts the show and who reveals the letters?
Vanna White and... what's his name? I don't know his name.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven? Wave.
Yo.
Okay, Carlos got 3.25 right. We'll give him three.
That makes no sense.
Yeah,
all right, here
yeah.
we go.
Number
so
one.
So I got a Tootsie Roll stuck to my teeth.
I mean, why? You know that Tootsie Rolls take a long time to eat. Why did you choose this Tootsie Roll?
It was just so tempting.
All right, number one. Disney Plus announced their massive debut library for their launch next month. And it includes the Halloween cult classic that starred Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy.
What's the question?
What's the movie?
Bette Midler has only done a couple of Disney things ever, I think. If more than one. I'm going to say Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is correct.
Woo! I bet you didn't know I had a Bette Midler thing.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I figured that was a no-brainer. It took you a long time. All right, Carlos,
well, I mean, I don't
leading
watch a lot
3-1.
Disney, and Bette Midler doesn't do it for me anymore.
Hocus Pocus is, like, infamously famous as a cult classic Halloween movie.
Relax, don't
Number
shame
two,
me.
Scarlett Johansson is pushing for an all-female Marvel movie. Hmm. What character does she play in the Marvel Universe?
Black Widow.
That's right. Number three, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been released, and they include Whitney Houston, Notorious B.I.G., Nine Inch Nails, and this group with hits such as Ants Marching and Crash Into Me.
Dave Matthews Band.
You guys are tied at three.
What, you left out Motley Crue? I thought it was going to be a Motley Crue question.
No, I think Motley Crue got shut out. They didn't get it.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They got shut out.
Motley Crue doesn't need the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame needs Motley Crue.
Not necessarily true.
Yes.
Number four, science has determined that Bella Hadid is the most beautiful woman in the world.
But not very bright. I mean, we've had this conversation.
Not nice.
It's true.
Who is her supermodel sister?
You said it was Bella?
Yeah.
So Gigi.
Gigi is correct. Also, coming in second, Beyonce. Third, Amber Heard. Fourth, Ariana Grande. And fifth, Taylor Swift. Very strange how they figured this out.
That is strange. They went with the most Instagram likes that they could get anywhere on the planet.
No, it has to do with an old Greek philosophy about the way the size of their face match up or something like that.
Yeah, how'd it work out for the Greeks?
All right. Well,
not too good.
You have beat Carlos. I mean, Greeks seem to be doing fine.
No, they're not. Look at their financial statements. Greece is doing terrible.
Number five, a Wheel of Fortune contestant went viral for saying he was trapped in a loveless marriage during his introduction. Who hosts the show and who reveals the letters?
Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
That is right. I'm sorry, Carlos. Raven beat you 5-3 this morning.
Better luck next time.
Carlos, I'm from Trumbull, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for trying, Carlos. We appreciate it. Another chance for you to get the cheat sheet coming up at 5:30 this afternoon. Kevin Begley will give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
So much bad news out there. Not down with that here at Star 99.9. We want to hear your good news. If you ever want to share it, call 1-800-330-9999. Today is National Bosses Day.
Wow.
There's Tell Me Something Good. I feel like...
Well, for some.
For some people.
I mean, not for everybody. We just saw the percentages recently that half the people in this country don't like their job, which is, you know, sad. A lot of people, I'm sure, sit back and think that ours is cushy, but it's work. But
we have bosses.
But we have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a big difference. The people that you're surrounded with and the people in charge. If you believe in the people in charge, it's a lot better to go to work, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you have a good boss, it makes all the difference in the world. It really does. I think you always hear about... the bad bosses,
sure.
Or the things like that. But
everybody
truth.
Can tell you a story about that, right?
Yeah,
but don't overlook the good ones,
right? Because they're the ones that make going to work somewhat, you know, enjoyable every single day.
Well, if you meet any, you let me know.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. So we always joke about this, but I asked on our Facebook page today is National Bosses Day. What does your boss do that makes them nuts? Because
mm-hmm.
I was curious. And the one
could
thing,
be a good nuts or a bad nuts.
Yeah, good nuts or a bad. What we find hilarious is that our boss Keith Dakin. we have meetings on Mondays that last about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he signals that we are halfway through that meeting
right.
by getting up from his desk, walking all the way around to the opposite side of his office, mm-hmm. opening his mini fridge,
right.
and getting a bubbly water. And right. that's how
bubbly,
we know.
Bubbly, sparkling water.
Yeah.
Which are delicious, by the way. It kicks his creativity up another notch.
Weird. It's really weird. And he does it almost at the exact same time, just so we know.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the halfway point.
Now, I would thank him typically for being a good boss, but the other day he tried to give me a lime bubbly. Because I also am on the bubbly train.
Yeah.
He tried to give me a lime bubbly.
Because he doesn't like them.
It's the saddest of bubblies. He tried to act like he was a hero because he offered me the lime one.
Yeah.
But we both know that that one is the most undesirable of all the bubblies. If you really cared about me, you would have given me a blackberry, Keith.
Well, right. Jessica wrote on our Facebook page that what makes her boss nuts is we get to wear jeans on Friday, but her boss never wears jeans ever. Drives
right.
everyone nuts. And also, he never closes any tabs when he has to show you something on his computer. Computer, he has to close 50 tabs before he finds the one that he needs. 1-800-330-9999. If you've got some good news, we always want to hear it. And tell us something good.